In the slichas today for Yom Shlishi, we start off in the slicha that starts Ein Kemidos Basa Mirasacha. So the slicha ends with the following line: Shmeinah V'Tishim Ha'alas Ha'Ela. These 98 klalos, Shalma Ela Meila V'Cha'Ela. We went through them. We suffered these klalos and much more. Terachim Tekavtzenu Mikrona Yisela. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be merachem on us and Goylos Az Yomru V'Goyim Higdal Hashem La'Asim Ela. So the slicha over here refers to the 98 klalos in Parshas Kisavai that we suffered. And it's very interesting that these 98 klalos are very much mekusher to today's daf. If you look in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Hamid Beis, the Mishnah goes through the cheshbon of all the karbanos and sukkos, the parim, the elim, and the kvasim. And when it comes to the parim, it's well known. We all know how many parim there were. There are shivim parim, as the Gemara says over here, shivim parim keneged the shivim umos, par yachidi keneged umi yachida. So that we know. But there is another cheshbon the Chazal say, the Gemara doesn't speak out over here, and that is the minion of the kvasim. How many kvasim were there on sukkos? So the Rashi in Parshas Pinchas brings down, b'shem the Medesh, that there were 98 kvasim on sukkos. Every day there were 14 kvasim, and 14 times 7, that equals 98. Tzadi ches kvasim were brought on sukkos altogether. And what is the ending of that? So Rashi says in Parshas Pinchas that we brought 98 kvasim to be mesakin the 98 klalos in Parshas Kisava. That's mamish why they were brought. He says, to get rid of these 98 klalos in Mishnah Torah and Parshas Kisavai. So these 98 klalos that we mentioned over in Slichas are mamish mesukin through the 98 kvasim that we bring on Sukkos that are mentioned in today's Mishnah. So that is a connection between today's Slichas and the Daf. The question is, what's the beer in that? Why tak are the kvasim of Sukkos mesakin the 98 klalos in Mishnah Torah? What does one have to do with other? What do the karbanos achag of Sukkos have to do with the teichacha specifically, that they're the thing that is mesakin the teichacha? So I was thinking maybe the pshat could be, we know the Rambam, the Nefel Chasulov, says that the simcha, even though every yomtiv is a mitzvah to be besimcha, but on Sukkos is a mitzvah yisera, there's a mitzvah to be even more besimcha, like it says, smachtam pnei Hashem alakechem shavas yomim, and he describes the gvalikas simcha that there was in the Beis HaShoeva, simcha's Beis HaShoeva, that is the special mitzvah of simcha that we have on Sukkos. And then the Rambam ends off and he says that this simcha that we have, and any simcha basir is a mitzvah, is a very important avaida. And anyone v'chol amanei atzim is simcha zu. If you chas v'shalom don't have this proper simcha shel mitzvah, roi li par menu, he's roi to be punished. Shenamar tachas asher lo avata Hashem l'gacha b'simcha v'tuv levav. Like it says that tachas asher lo avata Hashem l'gacha b'simcha. If you don't serve Hashem b'simcha, chas v'shalom it can bring to a einish. Where is that pasuk that the Rambam quotes? That is the pasuk in the end of the Teicha in Parshas Kisavai, which is the reason for the Teicha. The pasuk is saying, why do all these 9 day klalos come? Because tachas asher levata is Hashem l'kacha b'simcha. If you don't serve Hashem b'simcha, chas v'shalom, that's a reason to bring the 9 day klalos of the teichacha. And that's what the Rambam is bringing over here. That's the reason why we have to be b'simcha on sukkos, to make sure that we don't chas v'shalom get the einish for not being over Hashem b'simcha. So it comes out l'fi the Rambam that the simcha of yaseira of sukkos, in a way, is a tikkun for the teichacha, because the teichacha comes about for not having the proper simcha of avodas Hashem, and the whole yomtov of sukkos is fakert, having that simcha yaseira and the kvasim are the karbanos achag. And I think that's the beer in Rashi and Chazal, that the 98 kvasim of sukkos are misakin the 9 day klolos in Parshas Kisavai. And Shkach to Rabbi Feiner pointed out to me that I was mechamet to the Avni Nezer, the Shem Mishmuel brings down this hesber b'shem the Avni Nezer, why the 98 karbanos are misakin the 98 klolos. So that I think is the hesber in that connection. Now we're holding now in the Yemei HaTshuva, in Avodas HaTshuva. In Avodas HaTshuva, it seems to be somewhat of a steer to this idea of being Avodas Hashem B'Simcha. We say we have to serve Hashem B'Simcha, but Tshuva is an Avod of Atzus, an Avod of Bechia. How does that fit in with Tachas Asher Levat Hashem Kecha B'Simcha? Everything has to be B'Simcha. And the emes is that I think if you understand Tshuva properly, it's really not a steer at all. The Bechia that we have during Tshuva is not a Bechia of Atzus. There's really no room for Atzus and Avodas Hashem. But as Rav Nosson Vachvogel says, he says that even the Bechi of Avelis of Tishbav is not a Bechi of Atzus. It's a Bechi of Hishtaikikas, a Bechi of Kurva, of Dveikas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of wanting to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Bechi is. B'Shimcha Yagim and Kol Hayayim is the Rosh Teva. It's a Bechi of wanting to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the Bechi comes from a Chuka to reach more Dveikas, that is not a Bechi of Atzus. It's a Bechi of Simcha. The Bechi itself brings Simcha because we want to come close. And the more we try to come close, the more Simcha there is for the greater dveikus that we achieve. So it's really not a steer at all, and that's really the whole avodah of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, is the Simcha of Nisach HaMayim. What is the Nisach HaMayim? As I mentioned earlier, it's the Simcha of the Mayim HaTachtanim reuniting with the Mayim HaElyonim. And the Mayim HaTachtanim are called Mayim Beichim. Rechim, the mind that cried. But what do they cry about? They cry and they say, Anan be'inan lemheva kapli malka. We also want to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu up there in Shemayim, just like the Mayim Olyanim. And that's a b'chiyah of yearning. It's a b'chiyah of, you know, Nebuch, they're down here, they're Rechaita, they're Na'ilam HaTachtan, they want to come up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're yearning to for Dveikas and Kurva. And when that's the b'chiyah, it's a b'chiyah Dveikas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka allows them to come up with the Mayim Olyanim. And that is the Gvaldika Simcha, Simcha's Vesa Shreva, the Simcha Yisrael of the Rambam, when we're misakin the Mayim Tachtan and Mayim Olyanim, and those who have a chukka and a yishtakas to become Karv Taka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem allows them to do that. And that results Taka in the Gvaldika Simcha of Simcha Besa Shoeva. So that's the, we're holding down the Mea Tshuva, we should Nizaycha Taka to use these days properly to be Mishtaika, become Dabaka HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem should be Mekabal our Tshuva and should result in the Gvaldika Simcha Yisrael of Simcha's Besa Shoeva.